can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the
Hosting Hotline.
Ooh, I'm so excited about today's question, but I'm supposed to remind you that if you have questions about your hosting business, please go to hostinghotline.com, record your question, send it our way. We'll answer it here on the podcast. And remember, we're happy to help you. And the cool thing is, when we help you, you then help thousands of other hosts avoid whatever challenge you're facing at this time. So hostinghotline.com, ask us your question. It's one of our favorite things to do is to help hosts. And we're going to help Susie today. And I'm so excited to help Susie with this question.
Hey, Sarah and Annette. This is Susie. Love your show. I am new to co-hosting and want my contract to be thorough, but not too nitpicky. What are some items you would add to your co-hosting contract today that you didn't think of when you were starting out? Repair and maintenance time, supply purchasing, design fees. Do I even charge for my time? There's so much. I'd love any insight you have.
Susie, you know that I love co-hosting, and I have a special place in my heart for co-hosts because our job as co-hosts is so multifaceted. It is very challenging. It's so addictive and it's so rewarding all at the same time.
But we see so many co-hosts, we were just sharing this, they foundationally do not get started on a solid foundation. And it takes a lot of difficult conversations with the owners to get it back on solid ground. So Susie, we're glad that you're asking this ahead of time. And just for anybody out there, because, you know, Airbnb just released, they're going to bring back the co-host marketplace. You might be eager to get on it, but listen, you said some words there, Susie, that said nitpicky. Listen, this contract is that foundation where you do have to set down the rules and the boundaries of the relationship. That is why it is there. So those words, nitpicky, I want you to take that completely out of your vocabulary because the contract is here to make sure that both parties are in alignment and protected.
Now is the time when you are about to embark on a client co-host relationship. This contract is actually the more detailed you are, the better your relationship is going to be. I understand that you don't know what you don't know, Susie, which is exactly why you've called it and you've asked this question. And I am willing to wager that Susie listens to the podcast and she checks us out on Instagram and YouTube. So any other aspiring co-hosts out there or co-hosts who are active and they didn't set up their business with a solid foundation, I cannot stress how important your job is. You are responsible for someone's biggest purchase decision for an asset. You are, for all intents and purposes, you are an asset manager. You have taken upon yourself to, if you're not completely in charge of, because I know co-hosts do different things, but you are in charge of helping these property owners bring in revenue and make money on their asset. You are responsible for the guest's safety and for their enjoyment of the property, you have a lot of responsibilities that you've taken on, and I applaud you. Having responsibilities, doing work like this is important because you are the face of the short-term rental community wherever you operate. And so it's really important that you have a strong foundation up front with these owners, because I will tell you this too, not every owner who approaches you needs to be your client. You do need to learn to say no to a potential partnership if it's not in alignment now when they review your contract or when you discuss with them the things that are important to you and how you want to operate. It is not going to get any easier down the line. And I say this from experience.
Yeah. So let's give her some really important things that we see people kind of falter on in the beginning. I can say one that you definitely want to get laid out in the contract, Susie, is it's probably something you're not even really thinking about right now, is what is the time periods or the length of time of the owner usage of the property? You want to make sure that you have that covered of, you know, how many days they're able to stay each year. Are you protecting those times that are peak season where you can make the most money? We've seen a lot of hosts that don't have any guardrails on this. And then the owner is just staying at the property all the time. And then you're not really co-hosting and you're not really making any money there. So I want to just put that out there to definitely get that out with the owner.
You want to make sure that you're detailed on what's included in your co-hosting services and what is excluded in your co-hosting services. And this is where you can truly run the gamut, Susie. I know one of our coaches inside of our mastermind, Amy, she offers different packages that include different services. So some of her packages, she only offers guest communication. Other packages are full service. And so depending on what you want to offer, Susie, what your strong suits are. Me, I'm a control freak. I need control over the whole thing. I need to do pricing and cleaning. And I truly, it's my program. And when people want to work with me, it's because they trust me and they want everything I've put together to optimize a property. They want me to run with it. So Susie, you have to ask yourself, what do you want to include, exclude? I can tell you some of the big exclusions that you want to include in your contract are big capital improvement responsibilities. Even property managers of long-term rentals are very limited on this aspect, right? They're not general contractors. So when things are of concern when it comes to major electrical issues, HVAC issues, major plumbing situations, renovations, those are sorts of things that you want to call out in your contract that are above and beyond your scope of work. And you might want to have somewhere, maybe it's in an addendum, that if you do need to coordinate with a general contractor, that will be at your hourly rate, because you will have to coordinate with these people, especially if it affects your guests or the property. You want to make sure that you're protecting your time there, that you're not just coordinating these projects for your clients without having proper compensation there. Is furnishing and design and decorating, is that part of your co-hosting services or is that an extra fee?
We would suggest there, Susie, that is a lot of time, money, and teamwork. I know you had kind of sighed during your question of like, do I charge my hours? I can share that was something that I was so hungry to start co-hosting. I did that for free. And wow, that was probably the most laborious thing. I would not do that again.
It takes a team too.
It takes a whole I was paying people out of pocket just to help me because I couldn't do it on my own. So that is something exactly what Sarah said. There is like co-hosting the actual property and then there's the setting up of the property.
Will you manage the turnover process? What about routine maintenance? I know there are some co-hosts out there that want nothing to do with the routine maintenance. And so, but then you're going to have to coordinate with the owner anyway, because if you don't have routine maintenance done, if you're not preventative with your maintenance, it does make your job as a co-host harder. So I'm obviously team full service, because when I can have control over the entire property, I can ensure that we're doing everything we possibly can to make sure that guest has a great, safe stay. What about if your client is shopping for another property and they want to pick your brain on it, or they want to have you come over there and take a look at it? At what point is that a lead and that you're help and you're willing to go over there and invest some time in exchange for hopefully getting that as a property in your portfolio, or is that at your hourly rate? Hey, new hosts, are you swimming in a sea of questions like, how do I deter parties? How many towels should I have and where should I get them? What sheet should I use? What smart lock is best? What are the best practices when listing on Airbnb? How do I write a good title and description? Or maybe you don't even have your first property yet and you're wondering where to find it and how to know if it's a good deal. Well, we've been working on a solution to help new hosts get all their questions answered for over a year now, and we're finally proud and ready to share with you Thanks for Visiting's Hosting Handbook. It is the ultimate step-by-step digital resource guide for new hosts. The Hosting Handbook includes searchable videos and resources specifically tailored for you, the new host. Have a question about how to price your property? Use the Hosting Handbook's search functionality and type in pricing and boom. Videos and resources all about pricing your property will populate. Want to know what to include in your short-term rental kitchen? Just type in kitchen. Videos of Annette and me in an actual running short-term rental kitchen will appear, walking you through all the do's and don'ts we've learned over our 10 plus years of hosting. We've been stockpiling host questions for years, including what to do when a guest asks you challenging questions about discounts and pricing and so much more. Get all the videos, downloads, and resources you need to fast track yourself from new host to super host. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. That's thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. Get the ultimate blueprint for hosting today.
I think the other big thing that I want to mention is having a set minimum, Susie, of where you are just allowed to make a decision. Let's say there's a guest in the property and maybe the HVAC does go down and you can either maybe get a portable unit in there or you can get someone out for, you know, $250 charge. You need to have a set limit with all of your contracts of when you can just make the decision that's in the best interest for the guest. So let's say, depending on the size of the property and the average daily rate, hey, anything under $750, I'm allowed to just make the decision and go for it. I would have that conversation ahead of time with the owner of what is that threshold where you're allowed to make that decision, especially for what's best for the guest. Because a lot of times, if something happens, if it's late at night or on the weekend, you need to make a decision fast for your guest.
That's an excellent tip, Annette. I would have forgotten that one. Another good one is, what are the rental standards that you require, Susie, for a property to be within your portfolio? Because remember, you are only as strong as your weakest link. And your links are your homes. That becomes your brand, Susie. That's your co-hosting brand. And so if you say yes to every property in every condition, with some are lackluster, some have, you know, not so great furniture, some are in locations where you know you're going to get dinged on location every time, you really have to think about how this affects your entire business structure and your reputation and your brand. And so being selective on those properties and putting those standards in your contract. When your potential owner signs that contract, it is understood that they need to read that section and understand what you need to have happen so that you can do your job well.
Finally, for me, is really understanding the fee structure, when you're going to be paid, how you're going to be paid, and making sure that that is clearly defined. You don't get behind on that. You hash that out ahead of time. What's included? What's not included? We've just seen hosts so many times, they don't have that down on paper. Maybe there's a misunderstanding of, you know, do I get the damage waiver? You get the damage waiver. Do I get the, you know, it gets very confusing. You just want to make sure you have that ahead of time and you line item an understanding with your owner on that.
What about termination? What if they want out of your relationship before the contract is up? And that's another tip too, everyone, is I wouldn't have this never-ending contract. I would have your contract renew each and every year so that you have a time when you can sit down with your clients and go over how the past year went. What did you rock out? What are you looking to improve upon? And that way, if there's anything in your business that you want to change and improve in your contracts, you can do that on a yearly basis with your clients. And it's a great way just to keep building that foundation of your co-hosting business and keep strengthening it, because you're going to learn year after year different things, different nuances that you need your owners to be on board for that you can add to your contracts and update.
Whew. But really, Susie,
have a contract. I'm glad that you're asking about it, because Annette, how many times do we get people who are like, I was so excited, I just shook their hand and I said, yes, I'd love to help them, and that's it.
Right. No, but Susie, we're going to invite you into our mastermind. All of this information, our sample contract, sample invoicing, co-hosts from across the country are in there. So
access to Annette and me coaching you every step of the way. We would love to help you build this out and make sure that you don't feel so overwhelmed and stressed the way you've sounded here on your recording.
And that's not just for you, Susie. That's an invitation to anyone that's listening to this episode. We'll put a link below about our mastermind so you can join us. And that's for host and co-host. But Susie, you got this. We're excited that you're thinking ahead, and thanks for the question.
With that, I am Sarah Karakane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.